The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Side when we come in, feel it in your chest, the syllables get pumping. People on the street can panic and start running. Words on loose leaf sheet, complete coming. I jump on my mind, I summon the rhyme I'm dumping. Healing the blind, I promise to let the sun in. Sick of the dark ways, we march to the drumming. Jump when they tell us that they want to see jumping. Dad, I want to see some fist pumping. Risk something, take back what's yours. Say something that you know they might attack you for. Cause I'm sick of being treated like I had before. Like a stupid standing for what I'm standing for. Like this war's really just a different brand of war. Like it doesn't cater to rich and a fan.
Because now we've got like an audio.
Now understand. We do. Here we go. Welcome to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm your host, Charlie McGrath. It is the 8th day of August, this Wednesday, 8-8-12, Wednesday. Joining me here in a minute, I got to get my video. Sorry, Vinny. Joining me here in a minute for hour number one, we have Vinny Eastwood joining me from New Zealand. Right now we're experimenting. I think we're going to have this broadcast uploaded, hopefully, to YouTube later on. He's recording it via Skype. Hopefully my audio is good. We get thumbs up there.
And as you said, we're experimenting in a very heterosexual way.
That's right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to record the audio just like I normally do, and I'll rebroadcast that on YouTube. Vinny's going to record this and see if we can't get the video up on YouTube as well. So great program lineup here. Let me give you the rundown. First of all, if you're not in the chat, please go to wideawakenews.com. Click on the second tab. That'll take you into the chat room. The lineup for tonight is Vinny Eastwood, hour number one. Hour number two, I have two gentlemen joining us, Doug Newberry, as well as Woody O'Brien, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the Doug Newberry has got a new program coming up I want to talk about, and I also want to cover some of the financial stuff going on, but that we'll save that for the second hour. All right, so I'm uploading a video right now. Matter of fact, it might even be posted, but the gist of what I want to talk to Vinny about is the absolute absurdity of the election cycle of so-called democracies that we live in, Vinny, in New Zealand, and us here in the good old America. And, I mean, I just pulled a few headlines this morning that paints a brilliant illustration of the ridiculous nature of what we call our election process, what we call media, what we call truth in media, and what we call representative government. Because none of those things are true. I mean, those are all oxymoronical at this point, right? So here's headline number one. Market rally just set for bigger collapse. That's actually the most truthful thing I found today. I'm going to set that.
I wasn't sure. You know, you said that it's oxymoronical. I think they've run all out of oxy and is now just moronical.
It's just moronical. Well, here's the deal, Vinny. I mean, look, this is the picture I want to paint and then get your take on it. It's weird seeing you and talking to you at the same time. That's never happened before in a totally heterosexual way. All right, so we have 100 million. This is story number one. We have the Weekly Standard, conservative think tank, whatever, conservative media. We have over 100 million now receiving federal welfare. That's article number one. We have one article after another where we have a Lake Oswego man assaulted for putting up an anti-Obama banner. We have a Fredona man cited for attacking yet another Obama supporter. Or rather, an Obama protester. We have the exact same thing happening with the blue media, where they're out talking about how Mitt Romney has never paid a tax in his life, and he's going to, you know, drive the cause for women's issues and women's rights back to the 1950s. And the stories go on and on like this. Bernanke says student loans won't cause a crisis. This is Ben Bernanke, same one said we won't lose value in housing across the country, and because it's never happened in history before. And here we sit, worse than the Great Depression as far as the fall in housing. The point is this. This is all, except for the crash about to occur story, this is all crap. It's all bogus. It's all meaningless. This isn't reality. This isn't news. This isn't some kind of campaign season where we're going to get some kind of real change. None of this stuff, none of it, is the fault of one more than the other. Nor is none of this, any of this, going to be fixed by one party over the other. They all brought us here. They're all playing this game now of left, right, middle. But that's all it is a game. Of course we have 100 million people on the food stamp welfare rolls in this country. We've spent trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars, rescuing an economy so the banks wouldn't have to realize a loss. We have to paper over an economy in order to pretend that we're in recovery. So we've seen trinkets over the last 5 years. We've created a situation where the government has ultimate power, ultimate control, and authority because they control the food that goes into people's mouths. Without them, without the government, 100 million people would be not have no income whatsoever. You know, of course we're going to have Ben Bernanke coming out saying that student debt isn't going to crash the economy because he wants more debt. The whole notion is more and more and more debt. See, what we've seen, and Vinny, I want to get your take now. What we've seen is the largest transfer of wealth on this planet in the history of mankind. We've went in this country from $8 trillion, $9 trillion in debt in 2007 to $16 trillion. All of this money has went to rescue a financial industry that has crippled the world, crippled it, to the point where in Syria right now, you know, I watched Charlie Rose last night, who actually I have some respect for, Charlie Rose interview the King of Jordan. It was a great interview. It was 2 hours long. Instead of watching the Olympics, I watched the King of Jordan give his take on what's going on in Syria. And he outright said it, the Arab Spring, all this revolt and controversy in the Middle East, North Africa, and around the world, and he at least called out the West for having pushback that isn't being reported, is caused by one thing, economic conditions. Economic condition of the planet is literally leading, right now, as Vinny and I are speaking, to death in the streets on this planet. This is what's occurred. So this garbage of Mitt Romney's going to create jobs in this country, or Barack Obama in his second term is going to go to bat for the people of this country? Get real. Wake up. Prepare now for what's coming. Because they forecast it. We can look around the world at other models. When they break down, we know what is coming. It isn't going to be help for the man on the street, for Jane and Joe Sixpack. It is going to be more of the exact same. And at the end of it, when it's time to let it just come apart, all they need to do is step away. Step away from the 100 million people who are on the government dole. Step away and let the security industrial complex that is planning to put 30,000 drones in the air in this country do what will come naturally. Put down insurrection. Vinny Eastwood. Of the Vinny Eastwood Show, by the way.
The VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Yeah. And this whole idea of welfare, it speaks to me of dependence. And I like what was his name? He died earlier, and he predicted 9/11. He was a big central figure of the truth movement. What's his name? Bill Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. Yeah, he was killed.
And he said that socialists are basically like the kid who lives at home. They're perfectly happy to live at home and have daddy put a roof over their head and have and use daddy's car. But at the end of the day, you have to live by daddy's rules under daddy's roof. If you have to take out the garbage, you have to. If you can't go over to the next town to go to a party because he doesn't trust you that much with the car, you can't. So it restricts your freedoms by tempting you with an easy lifestyle so long as there's certain parameters. And I don't think people are like that naturally. I think they get conditioned very much by everything that they go through in their life, through their education system, their pharmaceutical scumbaggery corporation, anything else, you know.
Yeah.
There's a whole myriad of ways through all senses that we experience the physical and the spiritual world with that are specifically there to confuse us, make us angry.
Yeah.
For example, huge amounts of welfare, huge amounts of poverty, huge amounts of suppression of free speech, just Obama and the existence of him, just in general, just thought I'd throw that in there. That's something that will definitely anger you. Mitt Romney, tax increases, tax breaks for the rich, taking away basically, look at it like this, here you are, you're a very poor person, and you have to work very hard, and you're not doing it under the table, you're doing it in traceable bank accounts so that we can figure out exactly how much money you're making, so that we can siphon off about half of it in order to pay the taxes and the government that you got, that you love so much that you voted for, the debt that they got you into. That's where all your money goes to, and there's no law that requires you to do it. And so instead of going, hey, I don't actually have to worry about the economy because I'm rich, I actually get paid everything that I'm worth, you instead wind up listening to Bernanke saying, oh, college loans are going to do this. It's like, well, for goodness sake, everybody's got a bachelor now, so what's your bachelor worth? A bachelor is worth nothing in a planet with only one woman. And believe me when I tell you, mate, that's what it's like in the job market out there for fresh Bachelor of Science students.
Yep.
You know, I mean, why do you think a Bachelor of Science is known as being as BS? They're trying to tell you something.
Yeah,
Also, speaking of distractions, and you know how people only know about New Zealand in the context of the Lord of the Rings? Well, there are five rings to distract them all right now.
The Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about this. They're like, what was it? The 17th of August. That's going to be the big day. That's when everything's going to go off. There's going to be nukes flying and everything.
Wait. As far as an attack or something?
Yeah, apparently there's some Rockefeller document that was declassified back in the day in the early 90s or whatever, talking about there were 13,000 people that died at the London 2012 Olympics in the past tense, as if it already happened. And there's a number of other people talking about it. But again, the whole point about any type of scary intelligence agency type operation is that nowadays they can't just pull off something like 9/11 without heaps of people knowing about it first, because even 9/11 was predicted by a number of people, including Bill Cooper, as I mentioned before. And nowadays, it seems that we're capable of exposing a false flag well in advance. For instance, do you remember when Iran was visited by the Enterprise, the old school, about to be decommissioned aircraft carrier that was nuclear powered, into the Straits of Hormuz, right during the time when they were talking about taking defensive action and testing missiles and things of that nature?
Yes, I do.
And it starts spreading all over the internet. There's going to be such a false flag there. And then nothing happens. Now, it could mean nothing, although if you're trying to pull one over people, it kind of helps if they don't see it coming, you know?
Right.
So in essence, they might dream up these plans and it gets exposed ahead of time. So I think that if we continue to talk about openly predictions of false flags and things like that, not in the context of, ooh, be afraid and stay away and what have you, But just simply about projecting public awareness. It's kind of like how David Icke doesn't get assassinated because everybody knows who David Icke is, and
right,
everybody will sus that something's up if he goes down.
Yeah, or even, you know, even you or I, Vinny. I mean, there's enough people that you know that have heard your voice or my voice that if we vanish tomorrow, I mean, that would be very much viral very quickly. And you're right. And you know, I wanted to bring up a story that kind of illustrates that. This is one shining positive example, I think, of alternative media, and I don't even mean the folks in alternative media. I'm talking the general individual going out and learning for themselves, investigating themselves. When they hear something, challenging it, you know, that's the big key. Challenge what you hear, so that you can find out the truth for yourself. And this has occurred in I think, record speed and record numbers over the last several years. But this story here, and I don't know if you've had a chance to see this yet. I pulled this from our friends over at the Activist Post. Department of Homeland Security orders a half ton of high explosives. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but in a nutshell, 700 pounds of ammonium, high-grade ammonium nitrate, has been purchased by the Department of Homeland Security Transportation Safety Administration. In order, under the guise of training.
Oh, come on. What are they going to do? They're just going to set up some other poor farmer or something like that.
That's right. But listen,
federal building.
This is the thing. Now, what McVeigh was accused of, you know, when McVeigh was convicted of blowing up Oklahoma City, what he was accused of using was, I think, 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. But the vehicle, the accelerant to explode this, is a much higher grade what the DHS has bought here. So the, in the nutshell, the report says that the 700 pounds is equivalent to the same type of device if used as a weapon that, that McVeigh used. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm reading from a news article. However,
yeah, what McVeigh allegedly
used, and that
doesn't count the other confirmed bombs that were planted
yes.
in the building
yeah.
that actually were planted structurally to bring it down.
Right, and exactly, and how the
column. So, i.e., they've got enough bomb to make a big stinky blast, and that's about it. Not really damaged too much.
They say that they're using it in order to train dogs. Now, this is the power of self-realization, of understanding that not everything that is put into your head by the mainstream, by somebody in a suit, is necessarily true. And it could most definitely be agenda-driven propaganda. There
it's direct opposite most of the times. Okay, here's the thing. They wear a suit, they're lying to you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the you hear this story, and you know automatically you want to say, well, what on earth are they using 700 pounds of high explosive for? They say it's to train some canine units. Now, if you break it down, an ounce of this material would be more than enough for an animal to be trained with. You know, there's enough to train 11,000 dogs all at the exact same moment. And the key to this is they want all of this delivered, the accelerant, the as well as the explosive, by the 31st of August 2012, which is, happens to be 4 days before the Democratic convention. So this kind of information no longer just passes by the wayside as being, you know, irrelevant information. If something happened at this convention, if it involved some kind of explosive like this, there would certainly be too many people like you, Vinny, and me, and the folks at Activist Post, and all other kinds of folks in alternative media, and people in general who would just sit around and say, this is crap. You know, this is crap. How can we have these attacks one after the other, and we're spending all this money on security? There's something isn't right. So there is... Go ahead.
I think the only way they'd be able to pull it off is if they had a simultaneous raid and strike on the leaders of the movement, so that it was so basically, if they tear the throat out directly at all at the same time,
right.
It might be possible. But I don't think that's going to happen because you wouldn't be able to wipe out all of talk radio pretty much in the sphere without even people who are unaware of the truth knowing about it, let alone all the fans and listeners who would go absolutely ape crap. Like, basically, have you ever seen a fortress or in a movie or something like that that looks incredibly unassailable, and there's just really no way you can get at it without really losing a heck of a lot of ground, losing a lot of men?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That's the New World Order's challenge with us now, is because we've become so strong and so bold and so confident and so skilled in our publishing and speed and professionalism that their propaganda platform that used to maintain control of society virtually whole hog, ham and fist is now falling apart at the seams. In New Zealand, the communications minister that was appointed by the Prime Minister, John Key, who was a former Federal Reserve banker, by the way, and then became Prime Minister of New Zealand, lugged up like $40 million to be given by the New Zealand government to MediaWorks, New Zealand's largest private media company. And he also managed to rig up them to give the Prime Minister himself the Prime Minister's hour on prime time radio,
right?
And a couple of times a year, as it turns out. And guess who used to be CEO of MediaWorks? The communications minister that John Key appointed.
Yeah.
Mr. Stephen Joyce. So it's all tied in. It's all connected.
Absolutely.
All media is controlled.
Absolutely.
I'm actually really, really sick, Charlie, of seeing a whole bunch of truthers saying, oh man, I sent this to the local news network, they didn't get it. Frack the local news networks. We can build our own platforms. We don't need them anymore.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
It's like welfare, man. If you're going to these people, it's like you're asking for scraps from the king's table. We own this table. This is our world too. And nothing they have said over the past 50 years of corporate propaganda media has given me any suspicion that it is of any use to use mainstream media platforms to get the truth out. Make your own platforms. You can build an audience from nothing these days, with absolutely nothing. I interviewed a guy today who's walking around interviewing all these famous people about all these amazing subjects, and he's been doing it all with a tiny little tablet that he bought for like $100, and he's got a great YouTube channel with amazing videos all over it. You don't need anything anymore in order to beat these people and have better quality content, because whatever they're talking about is always irrelevant.
Yep.
Always.
You're 100% correct. In fact, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you have information that you want to share and you're going to your local whatever, affiliate or Alphabet News Network, trying to suck up to them to get on their airwaves because they have, listen, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're marginalizing your message just by mixing it in with the fluff of the mainstream. You're far more effective to make a stand on your own, to reach out to people like you and get on your programs or start your own program, your own YouTube channel, and put the facts out there as you see them. You're far more effective, and studies actually prove this to be true, Vinny. I mean, in the United States, in 2010, it was finally the first time under 50% of the people surveyed no longer trusted the mainstream media. This has fallen even further now. So you have the majority of people who are still tuning into the mainstream, but see it for what it is, infotainment. It isn't news, it's garbage, and it always has this little happy ending at the end. Well, people are getting tired of hearing, we're going to go in and we're going to provide this no-fly zone, we're going to send troops here, we're going to level sanctions there, we're going to give this bailout here, and it's all for your own good. You know, we're not quite to the 1984 level where they can just say it's for your own good and people will just go right along with it. So there is this awakening happening, and even on every level, from people who just challenge what Shepard Smith has to say when it's on Fox News to people like us who outright, we know that it's a bad day for the economy because the stock market was up and everybody's talking it up. I know it's a good day for the economy when it falls. You're right. There is all different kinds of levels, but if you have a message that you're interested in sharing, then you certainly you have a better chance of standing on your own than trying to suck up to mainstream.
Exactly, because the mainstream media are all competing against each other as well.
Yeah.
And what we do in the truth movement, we do basically the opposite of everything that they do. They censor the truth. We only talk about the truth.
That's right. Hold tight, Vinny. I didn't hear the bumper music, and we're into the break now, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into the break. We'll be back 5.5 minutes with Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood program and more Wide Awake News Radio. 5.5 minutes. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm your host, Charlie McGrath. It's still the 8th day of August, Wednesday, 2012. Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood program or show? Program or show? I always call it
Well, I have a lot of showmanship, so it's kind of the Vinny Eastwood show.
Okay.
And it's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, like V-I-N-N-Y, because I like to deny as well. And and Eastwood, as in go ahead,
make my day. Make my day, mate. All right, well, Vinny, I always say program because when I say show, it makes me, Wide Awake News Radio is a program. Because when show reminds me of what I see on.
Look at it like this. Show reminds me of The Muppet Show. And if you listen to my show, you actually realize it's quite appropriate.
You have an awesome show, and you have for a long time, and it's a pleasure to have you back on here. And I know that you'll get me back. Where are you broadcasting at? Are you on Oracle?
No, AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Okay.
It's set up by Danny Romero, who's an old Navy guy and a really, really good character. He used to produce Alex Jones, and he gave Jason Burmis and Webster Tarpley their first shows. And I got on.
I've talked to him several times in this journey. He was great about extending an offer to even come over there if rents or something didn't work out, or if I had an opportunity to do more programming, and he was a great guy to talk to.
He's just such, how a lot of times in life you search for people who value talent and want to make sure that it has space to grow and whatever. and giving people opportunities when they've earned it. You know, somebody who's fair, somebody who's got experience, and somebody who knows what they're doing. And I feel really humbled to be on American Freedom Radio, considering he used to produce Alex Jones, and then he gives me a program, you know, and I'd never had my own radio show before. I co-hosted with another host on American Freedom Radio for a short period of time before being given that time slot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I think it's like, it doesn't matter where you come from. I'm from New Zealand. Have you ever heard of a truther talk radio show host from New Zealand?
Yeah, only one of them. His name is Vinnie Eastwood.
You see? And that's what I noticed when I was here in New Zealand, is that there was nobody. And when you are the person who notices a problem, then you are the one with the onus to go out and try and change it. You're the one who figured it out. Oh, my God, holy cow. The boss is paying off the lawyer on dodgy deals. And he's making huge amounts of money and kicking out people from their own homes. Oh, well, I'll let somebody else do it.
Yeah. Well, isn't that truly the conundrum of waking up? Regardless of what level you consider yourself to be awake, you know, once you've crossed that line where you realize that, man, you can't trust what you're being told, you can't trust these so-called representative parties, in our case, you know, the Democrats, Republicans. Once you cross that threshold, there's really no turning back. And man, I tell you, I've known a lot of people who wish they could have. And in some days, it's been me, where you're like, you get battle fatigue. You're talking about this stuff all the time. And as the alternative movement grows, so does the request for, you know, you get more interviews on other radio programs, more things to cover, more articles to write, more website stuff to do. And you really wish sometimes that somebody else was, you know, doing this, and you didn't have to make this such a passionate endeavor. But it's impossible. You start to wake up, you start to peel back the layers, and you realize that there's nothing that you can do except move forward. Because if you truly believe what you're coming out here talking about, you can no longer stop talking about it, stop trying to affect real change, then you can stop breathing. Because if you do, you realize not only are you sold out to the system, you're living in a system that is doomed, and that its intent is to enslave.
I had a conversation with a very drunk person one time, and he said to me, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist and you keep trails, you know, why do you even care? What do you care? You know, it's just
I wish you guys could see this. Well, you guys watching on YouTube can see this, but he does an awesome drunk slurring impersonation.
I've had a lot of experience. And I said to him, why don't you care about the future of mankind?
Yeah.
Why don't you care about the future of humanity? Come on. Think about it, man.
That's a great question.
What is more important in your life than your species' survival?
Yeah.
For instance, if you were trapped on a desert island with a very ugly woman, and she was alive, and you were the last two ones around because everybody had died from Rockefeller radiation poisoning. And
she'd be scared then, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yeah, but for some strange reason, both of you aren't sterile, and you have to try and procreate to save the human race, don't you? You've at least got to try.
Take it a whirl.
No, yeah. Close your eyes or something, and just put your first foot.
Who's going to judge?
Yeah. And that's what I found is also really funny as well. You stand on the side of the street with a giant megaphone talking about chemtrails and other varying forms of scumbaggery and New World Order machinations. And there's people who roll past in a car that basically this is the amount of political discourse they're allowed to interject. You're an idiot!
Well, go
get a job!
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, it is understandable when we get this kind of pushback. Now, you're a lot more public. You know, you are the only one that I know of in New Zealand. There's probably more now since you've come on board. More people starting to wake up and maybe partake in getting involved
and
in.
I make sure to bring them on my show and stuff so that they get a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I don't say that I'm the the only one or a full stop or anything like that. I'm saying I'm the only one with a full radio show program that's on 5 days a week, a number one YouTube channel. In fact, the New Zealand Herald is like the New York Times of New Zealand newspapers, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know how the New York Times has a YouTube channel, it's got huge amounts of cred and lots of subscribers and all that. I just recently, and now I have more subscribers than the New Zealand Herald's YouTube channel, which was the last YouTube channel in New Zealand that actually reported news that had more subscribers than me.
That's incredible.
I'm now the most subscribed New Zealand news channel, even bigger than all of the mainstream media, and within a few months, I'll be bigger than all of the mainstream media YouTube channels combined.
Yeah, now you're talking the New Zealand news the channels. And it's not surprising, and here's why. And here's why. It goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment. There are more and more people who absolutely refuse to believe what the mainstream has to say, and they're finding out it doesn't take very long to search the internet or the YouTube or any other social media to find out there's plenty of people out there talking about current events and talking about the scumbaggery, as you call. It doesn't take very many times tuning in to your channel or my channel for people to hit the subscribe button and decide, okay, I'm going to use this as a source of information because it doesn't sound like everything else. It's not being delivered by a paid plastic spokesman, and it's not always cheery. You know, at the end of the story, after we kill a bunch of people, it doesn't end in a happy ending like every mainstream media outlet does. And, you know, one prime example of that, and I've done the exact same thing you have, where I've looked at the subscription numbers of some of the alternative, and you look at sites such as CNN, for example. I actually think it's in the low tens of thousands of subscribers that they have. This is CNN, man. This is big. The first cable news network. You go over and you look at RT, and they're at a million. They have over a million subscribers. So it shows you what happens when you have somebody reporting the truth. It will eventually at least garner some attention.
Look at it this way. You can't package the truth. That's the unfortunate thing about it, because the truth is the truth is the truth.
Right.
Lies, on the other hand, you can change any detail you want in order to make it more digestible for people. But the problem is that when you're swallowing lies and lies and lies and lies, eventually you get some kind of cognitive indigestion, and it just doesn't sit right with you. And usually this involves a lot of verbal diarrhea.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and you start looking for something to cure you. And I think that lies and deception really do have an effect on the mind, incredibly similar to the effect a disease has on the body. And we are the cure.
I agree. And with time rapidly running out here, about 10 minutes left, I kind of wanted to get into the – do you see – from New Zealand, I'm sure you do, you're awake and you're on the radio every day, the most frustrating thing I deal with right now, Vinny, is when I go to load my website in the morning with, you know, try to aggregate some news to put on there and start seeing the stories, the pro-Obama versus the pro-Romney versus the pro-Republican versus the pro-Democrat, and it's shocking to me. We are talking about people who are waking up, and trust me, I know, you know, some of these people who were dyed-in-the-wool neocons a few years ago were scratching their heads saying, wait a minute, you know, both of these guys, both of these parties have brought us to where we're at. Both of them are on board with giving more bailouts to banks and giving more debt to the American people. So there is that number waking up. But the same old tried-and-true method, this you talked about the New World Order and their castle that they're up against, which is truth, it's not going to stop them from trying the true – tried-and-true tactic of divide and conquer. And it's one of the most frustrating things I see right now, even in alternative media, is the divide-and-conquer rhetoric. You know, you and I have had a conversation before where we spoke about, like, the Occupy movement. And when that was coming out, when that was coming to be, there was a lot of people thinking it was a left agenda, just like the Tea Party was a right agenda. And I don't see it that way. And I see it as as soon as you are make it easy for the powers that be to label you, either you're a Republican Tea Party member or you're a Democrat or a Republican Tea Party or Democrat Occupy member, then you've lost. You've lost. It's like giving all your information to the mainstream. It's lost. It's going to get wrapped in fluff and it's going to become meaningless. Like I said, the number one frustration I'm having on this day is the notion that there's a left and a right, that the left-right paradigm, divide-conquer rhetoric, governed by crisis mentality, this must be destroyed, because if it's not...
I think that there is a left and a right mentality, except people haven't interpreted it right. For example, in the boxing ring, you get your left jab and your right hook, but both of your opponent's arms are a threat to you. And that's what people need to understand about the left and the right, that they are simply one of two punches that is definitely trying to struggle for the knockout blow. And you best duck and weave and float like a butterfly and also...
He's bobbing and weaving in New Zealand.
Yeah. We like to bob and weave in New Zealand because we also have lots of sheep, and apparently you do need to weave wool, and it comes out on these long strings called bobs. Anyway, I think that what was your question again?
I don't even remember. I'm thinking.
Doesn't matter.
I'm boxing sheep in New Zealand. That's what I'm doing.
It's whether or not there's a left or a right.
Right.
Okay.
The division game of trying to divide and conquer. You know.
I got an idea for you. If the left or the right were actually correct, the argument would be over pretty freaking quickly, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The reason why there are so many long-standing arguments in science, politics, media, games, business, whatever, is because both sides of every major argument are always wrong. And if you stand up in the middle and tell the truth, both sides of that bench that are wrong will attack you.
That's
because
right.
They're really, really afraid of new ideas. They're really afraid of reality. They're really afraid of the fact that they just wasted a couple of years of their life and accomplished absolutely nothing good for humanity, and that they have to start again and learn their life from scratch. It's like you graduated high school, and now suddenly the government takes away all of your privileges, all of those qualifications that you got, and sends you back to kindergarten. That's what it's like to understand that there is no longer a left and right paradigm.
So do you really think there's a stumbling block of pride, perhaps? Where people...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't
look at it this way. Have you ever heard of a pilot or a cop or anybody who is professional, who has like 45 years experience, stake their reputation on something so blindly and say that my opinion matters more than you because of such and such? Anybody who tells you that their opinion matters more than yours had better have some evidence to support that, and not just their opinion and a long track record of bullshit that they've done over their life.
Well, I agree. But in the case of a pilot, right, he's got, you know, you could say he's got thousands of hours of the ability to fly, and he's proven himself. But in the case of the general sheeple, as we talk about, it is so self-evident that there is no left or right, because you're like your boxing analogy, it's perfect. There's a left hook and a right hook, and in the middle is you, as soon as you stand up and challenge. You know, the self-evident nature of it is, look at your world. The guy who yelled at you for being on the corner, get a job. The guy who's talking to you, sitting on a pub, drinking a pint, saying, are you a conspiracy theorist? The onerous is, the proof is in the ability for them to prove to you that it isn't corrupt is far more difficult than the ability for you to prove that it is corrupt. Look around you. Look around the world. That makes sense?
It really does. And the thing is, when you're in New Zealand and when you're in the United States, when you're in Canada, when you're basically, if you're in an English-speaking country and you speak to anybody you can rest assured 100% of the time, the exact same type of lies, manipulations, or programs will be going on in your country. For instance, we had a big round of terror raids in New Zealand back in October 4th, 2008, I think, and a whole bunch of people who were trying to protect themselves and, you know, do the right thing and whatever, but were branded as terrorists, and that happened in 84 countries simultaneously.
Yeah, ironic, isn't it? We had one on the program here.
Wait. I don't think 84 countries. Maybe like 8 countries. Sorry.
No. There was a push around the same time. I don't know if it was all in the exact same minute. They synchronized watches and went for it. But there was a push for this national movement to go after potential terrorists globally. And Karen Tostado's in the chat room. She's going to kill me because I can't remember the gentleman's name. Wake News is his website. He came on.
Detlef,
yes, thank you. Detlef came on and told us about how Swedish in Switzerland issued a warrant for him in Switzerland, and it was served and prosecuted
and executed. And you know what they call a Swiss SWAT team? They call them a SWATCH team. I guess they bust in all the doors of your house simultaneously because they've got synchronized swatches.
You're sick man, Vinny. That's funny though. That's a good time.
I'm very sick, and laughter is the cure, man.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is good once in a while to laugh about it, because if you don't, you truly could go crazy. And again, it brings me to the point of there is days where everybody has in this genre, listeners of our programs, readers of our articles, watchers of our websites, everybody goes through days where they want to turn it off. And you know what? You should do that once in a while. Turn it off, regroup, but then get back in the fight.
Yeah, exactly. I took a couple of weeks off recently from doing the show. I did not answer emails. I did not answer Skype messages. Nothing else. And great.
Come on, skip your program because I got the music playing in my ear. Come on, I can hear the Eastwood show.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say one last thing. It's much easier to lie down and die than it is to stand up and fight, but it's much more rewarding to stand up and fight.
I agree 100%. When can I hear the Vinnie Eastwood program?
On 5 till 7 Central, which is 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, which is 3 to 5 Pacific Time. And if you're in the Uber Kingdom, the UK, I like to call it, you can also listen in about 11 o'clock till 1 a.m. local time, and it's on 5 days a week. VinnieEastwoodShow.com and AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Thanks, Charlie.
Vinnie Eastwood, thank you very much. I appreciate you getting on. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to have Woody O'Brien and Doug Newberry joining us here in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back.